Shalom and welcome. You are on an ancient road from biblical times called the Path of the Patriarchs, named after the patriarchs of the Jewish nation, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Path of the Patriarchs, also called the Path of the Mountain, passes along the inner mountainous region of the land of Israel. The road starts in Beersheba in the south, passes through Hebron, and reaches Gush Etzion. From here, it continues north to Jerusalem and passes through Shechem, ending in the Megiddo area. Between the two ends of this road, cities, villages, and fortresses were built and flourished. Many of them are well known to us from the Bible, such as Bethlehem, Beth El, Shechem, and others. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all traveled the path of the patriarchs. Abraham passed here on the way to bind Isaac, and again when he went to bury Sarah in Hebron. Jacob buried Rachel in nearby Bethlehem, and then continued to Hebron. Jacob had his dream of the ladder to heaven at Bethel. In the south, you can see the community of Elon Shvut. To the right of the community, on the hill, is Chirbet Zechariah, which preserves the ancient name Beit Zechariah, where Eleazar, son of Mattathias, the Hasmonean, and the brother of Judah the Maccabee, were killed in heroic battle against the Greeks. Behind you, in the east, you can see the community of Eleazar, named after Eleazar the Hasmonean. To the right of Chirbet Zechariah is Kibbutz Rosh Tzurim, whose cherry orchards are visible below. We recommend visiting the orchards in the spring to enjoy the spectacular cherry blossoms, and in early summer when you can bring the whole family to pick your own fruit. The Path of the Patriarchs became a main road during the time of the Second Temple, when thousands of pilgrims traveled it on their way to Jerusalem. To allow masses of people to travel to Jerusalem for the three pilgrimage holidays, Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot, the roads and water sources along the way had to be maintained. The Mishnaic Tractate Shkalim states that the representatives of the rabbinic court would set out right after Purim to make sure the roads, aqueducts, and ritual baths were in good condition for Passover, so that pilgrims could reach the city safely and in a state of purity. Just on your left is an extraordinarily well-preserved ritual bath that reveals unique characteristics. You'll notice a continuous partition dividing the steps down to the immersion pool, so there are two separate entrances to one pool. The partition allowed the impure to descend the steps on one side and ascend on the other side, purified after immersion. Because no signs of settlement were found near the ritual bath and were on an ancient road, it's clear that this ritual bath was intended for pilgrims to Jerusalem. On the Path of the Patriarchs, you can also see milestones from the time of Roman rule. A milestone is a tall stone on which a number marks the distance from the nearest main city. These stones attest that the Romans used this road and developed it during the time of their rule in this land. Opposite you, near the unpaved road before Elon Shvut, you can see one such milestone bearing the number 12. This number signifies the distance from Jerusalem, 12 miles or 18 kilometers. Farther along the road, north of here, another milestone bears the number 11. Gush Etzion is a large and flourishing settlement project which links the past, the present, and the future. We invite you to visit and enjoy the many nature and heritage sites in the area. To orient yourselves, scan the QR code on the audio station to download the booklet of Gush Etzion's Maps and Attractions. Thank you for listening. We wish you a pleasant visit as you experience Israel of today, imbued with the inspiration of the past.